WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Acoustic Sunrise in the WNRN studios. It's A.A. Bondi. Hello and welcome to WNRN.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well, and I'm glad to have you here. We've been playing your last couple of records, the most recent of which is When the Devil's Loose, and also we played American Hearts. But tell us a little bit about some of your previous musical adventures. You were in a kind of a grunge trio
I call it just kind of like a youthful experiment and money collection and psychedelic exploration.
Well, certainly people from Spin magazine and others remember your your musical adventures in that particular way.
I'm glad someone does.
Well, I mean, certainly, I mean, you had David Grohl produce one of the albums.
I remember that. He bought me a mini bike for my 25th birthday. And one of those little mini bikes that looks like a MotoGP racing motorcycle, but it's really tiny. Your knees flay out to the side like a clown. So that was pretty cool.
So eventually this particular grouping parted ways, and you started this adventure, so to speak, in more of a, for lack of a better word, more of a folky way.
Yeah.
And at some point you were living in the Felice Brothers' house? How do you know them?
I was married to their sister.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So this new record, I was staying with them over December of last year, and we just kept getting snowed in. They live in a town called Rosendale, New York, which is used to be an old limestone quarry site. And I would just get up before them and wrote some songs.
And you recorded a whole bunch, but in the end, the songs that you recorded in Mississippi were the majority of the songs end up
they
on
were,
the record.
They were, yeah. Correct.
And was there any particular reason to let a lot of those go, or the ones from Mississippi seemed to be, I don't know, better?
Well, they just, the previous ones didn't make a strong enough case that they should end up on the record. Oh, that's just stupid. I'm sorry. I wasn't interested in them anymore, really, for the most part. The two that were, Nick Kinsey played drums on Elvis Perkins' drummer, and the Felice Brothers played all the other instruments. And I really liked what we did. I just wish I had had songs that I cared about more at the time to do with them, so maybe we'll do it again. I don't know.
A.A. Bondi's in the WNRN studios. Something for us?
Let's do... I can see the pines are dancing on the new record thing. It's funny, the other night Elvis heard this guy at Mountain Stage introduce the record as When the Devils Lose, and he had misread it as When the Devils Lose. So it was kind of funny, but anyway. This is a hammer. This is a hymn. This is a match to a ball of lies. This is the blade. This is the beauty. These are the stars raining down from the sky. This is the light that shines. I can see the pines are dancing. This is the leaving of another love. This is the howling at the moon. These are the arms you fell into. I am a fire and I must burn today. This is an echo. This is the glory. This is the pounding of a midnight heart. This is the mountains. This is the lightning. This is the man pulling on his iron chain. This is the light that shines, and I can see the pines are dancing. This is the leaving of another love. This is the howling at the moon. These are the arms you fell into. I am a fire and I must burn today.
A.A. Bondi, live in the WNRN studios, and playing a song from the new album called When the Devil's Loose. I know that you're not the only kind of person who's come from the rock and roll world and written songs more in a kind of a folky vein, because I think that at some point they actually kind of meet in the spectrum around the on the other side. I was thinking about today, when reading about kind of your journey, I guess, of sorts, about Greg Graffin, who is the lead singer from Bad Religion, who put out this really fantastic folk record. But these are something that he learned when he was a kid, and he went back and he decided he needed to play these folk songs. And I really like when kind of the rock verve meets these folk songs. But tell us a little bit about your musical background and some about these songs. You're certainly not afraid to take on some of the darker material, which is also a part of folk music. I mean, they've never been afraid to talk about, you know, ghosts and goblins or vampires, as you venture into talking about vampires too.
All the Halloween stuff.
Yeah, I do a big Halloween show, and listening to your music, I realize I made a big mistake not including your stuff. So next year, I promise.
All right.
The A. Bondi Halloween special.
Nice. I like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I ended up where I ended up. All I can figure is, you know, I was talking to my dad yesterday, and he went and visited my grandparents in Louisiana, and my grandfather has this group of guys that he sings like old hymns with and stuff like that. And I didn't know that, and I don't think he really did that growing up, but I just think that the seeds are there somehow.
So does he do shape note music? What
no,
kind of
no, it's
do?
Like old, like black spirituals and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. The Elvis guys, Kinsey, the drummer, is a big Sacred Harp guy. Like went to a convention in Alabama. I just think somehow, as that stuff is in him, it must be in me somewhere. Just the fact that it resonates with us somehow. You know, I mean, like as a kid though, like still to this day, you know, Prince is kind of like Purple Rain's my favorite record.
Yeah, that dealt with some dark stuff too.
Sure.
Well, I like both records. I mean, but I think it is, you know, important to note on some level that there's a difference in kind of the way you went about making these two projects. Mm-hmm. One was a little bit more stripped down, and you talked earlier about this new one that you have, the Felice Brothers, at least on one, and you've got more of a band feel to this. Was this a choice, or was this something where you were given the opportunity to have more on this new record?
I just started out on my own because it seemed like the easiest way to figure out what I wanted to do. And then I would get up on stage with the Felice Brothers and we'd play shows together. And I just wanted to make more noise and have more people, you know, working with me. It just seemed like the a more exciting way to get somewhere. I mean, for all manner of reasons, besides just the being on stage stuff, just the other 22 hours of the day or whatever it is, just having people that are, you know, funny and odd and it's just better. I mean, I'll travel by myself and play by myself surely in the future, but for now, I just want to have people in the trench with me, you know.
Well, that makes sense. A.A. Bondi in the WNRN studios, another live song for us?
Yeah, I don't know what I was going to do. I was going to do this Hank Williams song. I don't know why, I'm just going to do it. But yeah, that lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long, where time goes crawling by. And the moon just went behind the clouds to hide his face and cry. Have you ever seen a robin weep when leaves began to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. So lonesome I could cry.
A.A. Bondi in the WNRN studios. And we've been talking about the new album, which is called When the Devil's Loose. He also put out another album called American Hearts, which we've played on Acoustic Sunrise as well. Oh, one of the things that I really liked about the first record, especially the song, I liked the Rapture song also. It seemed like the Vice Rag was one of my favorites, where you kind of go through and talk about some of the vices that one could have. But there was kind of a different change. I mean, I guess on some level, we, you know, this one talks more like, you know, specifically naming some of kind of the archetypes as opposed to the actual, you know, things that might control your life. Like you were talking about, you know, drugs or whatnot, and this is talking more vampires and devils. Was there kind of a change in what you were listening to or what you were reading or what you were looking at?
I mean, the vampire song was that just like a song that just kind of fell out. I mean, it's basically like a novelty song, I guess, in a way. And the Devil's Loose thing, we recorded it, and when the Fleece Brothers heard the lyric, is that it originally was Delia, don't go around with the devil's news, but they liked the other one better. I don't really have any explanation for what comes out of me.
Well, I like it.
Thank you. I'm glad you do. I'm glad people do. That said, I still wrestle with where it comes from and how.
Well, I would like to hear some of the reviews, one particular that had kind of a blog going, and people were just kind of talking about how much they liked it and how often they listened to it over and over again. And each time they listened, they got a kind of a different impression of it. And it must be rewarding to you to have people say that about your music.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm happy there's people there that like it. You can't expect or count on that. Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to take any of that stuff on board, good or bad. I've found that I can't really do anything with it except be grateful that, you know, people buy the record and come to shows and stuff like that. That's about as much sense as I can make out of it, you know.
A.A. Bondi's in the WNRN studios. One more?
Yeah, I'm going to do the old title track, I guess, but I got to figure out how to do it this way real quick. I don't know if this guitar is going to be quiet or not. Let's see. Up with the evening sun, the river rolls on by. The neighbors, they tell secrets. The neighbors, they tell lies. And somewhere the plane went down. These things, they never stop. Somebody feels the knife, and somebody calls the cops. Oh, the living and the dying, how easily you bruise. No, dear, you don't go around when the devil's loose. A figure waits in the shadows, someone drowned in the lake. The march of Georgian feet down some highway, razor blades in the cake. These dogs will tear your flesh. Go on, give them a bone. I see you there in a sea of faces. I see you there alone, in the living and the dying. How easily you bruise. No, dear, yeah, don't go around when the devil's loose. And what does the mirror show you? Can you see the grave? Your sadness, it is quite lovely. It's the sadness of a slave. Why don't you give yourself a rest? Go on, give yourself some room. You can't get your arms round everybody. You cannot carry the doom of the living and the dying. How easily you bruise. Oh dear, you don't go around when the devil's loose.
We've got A.A. Bondi in the WNRN studios. He's touring with Elvis Perkins and Deerland. And what comes after this kind of, was it October, November, you've been touring with them, and then...
Well, no, I was in Europe with the Fleece Brothers for 3 weeks, most of October, and then tonight's our... Well, we played Mountain Stage, and then tonight's our first night, supposedly with both bands. Here, we do this for like 3 weeks, and then we split part ways, and we go off and play shows until December 12th.
Great. Well, who's in your band?
Two wonderful, weird guys named Ben Lester, who plays pedal steel and drums from Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and Thomas Macy Taylor Jr., who plays bass and the synthesizer. And he's from Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, thanks again for coming into WNRN Studios, and many happy returns to Charlottesville.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks again.